Well, I consider working at a pretty good community too, for my own self-respect. I can't do that one, you know, well, I, like I said, I'm in love with it. I just not gonna sit there day after day after day, week after week, taking that shit from the press, just being abused and never saying anything about it. And I'm gonna call them out and some tea please. The copies are coming. And it was needed to be said. I said it nicely and it's done. Just lay it right there. I'll leave it lay. But you see, we cannot be so dishonest, Bob. We cannot be so dishonest in this shop with our own selves. And I'd say this to Herb, and I'd say it to Scally, and I'd say it to Ron, to say that the press is fair and tries to be fair. They are not.
That's right.
They're trying to screw us.
That's right.
And it's more than they try to screw others, because they disagree.
Correct?
Not personal. They're violently opposed to everything I stand for.
Correct?
That's right.
And that is it. It's
why do we bullshit about it?
Also, I think they're stronger against you because they know that you're more effective in doing what they don't want done.
I'm a formidable adversary.
Right.
I think so. I think it really bothered them. I don't know whether to check it. But I really think they were more bothered by the fact that I was goddamn cold about it. Cold, smiling all the time. You know,
how better did it?
I would just go with a soft voice. Why just give it to him up and down one side and slice him up? About time. Time to end. What happens is this, that our other people have to go in. Sucker. I know we all try and they complain about this or that, but generally you're fair and Agnew is sort of a chore. So I didn't apologize for Agnew. Not a bit.
You should.
I didn't apologize for Dole, Hans, and all the rest of these things. I just said, well, no. It's not going to be credibility without having years attacked.
Well, they know down deep that you're right, too.
They have to.
Sure.
Oh. And what? My son's graduation. My son was out with his daughter, Patty. And I said,
that was Saturday, and they had a damn good front page Saturday. You know, they had the big picture of who's this Curtis Starr knocking that kid down.
Yeah.
And then they had a good story on the economy. They had the figures on the unemployment. They had the figures. They played it the right way. You know. And some other good story. I said something about, I was kidding. I was just kind of enjoyed reading your paper this morning for a change. And he laughed. He said, you know, I know exactly what you mean. It must be depressing as hell to pick up our paper every morning for you. I said, it normally is, but today, for some reason, you had a couple of good stories. And he said, well, we had a fight on that economic story. Mark Rowan said we were doing it wrong, and the guy that wrote it said we should present it this way. We fought it through, and I put it in this way. Well, this is message. Any question about it? The Star played it wrong. The Star the night before played it badly.
They always, the Star
very bad on economics.
Always bad. They never failed to get that.
Always.
And they always play down our game.
Against them. That's right. Consistent. Just like NBC. NBC is always bad on economics.
Right.
Worse than that. Worse than they are in the war.
CBS has had it worse than the war. Well, I made a grant. I said, I don't mind the reading lives. I did it. But let's not kid each other. I said, they are. I said, I know. You can't think about it.
That's what got us.
I said, I don't mind it. I know it. I'm not complaining about it, boys. There it is. God damn, that kills me, though. I said, you're biased. I want you to do something about it. It'll help much better.
Yeah, because then they could have leaped up and said, well, you know, that's a terrible thing. The president's telling us how to run the network. You didn't tell them to.
I didn't try to censure.
You commiserated with them and the problem they have. That's good. Friendly in those people.
Chancellor, sure. Should they all have lunch together? They can say anything. I should keep you out of your mind. Just talk to your reporters about this.
I didn't say, oh, yes, we do. And I didn't say, they didn't say, where do I lay them on the door, of course.
That's what got him, I just say, you know, that they were really so totally helpless.
Helpless.
That's right, they just don't have positions, and I understood that.
But also, necessarily an equal time. I'm not going to let them come up, as they said they had, just because closer to the election, they might have to grant equal time. I said, no, wait, you just do exactly the same you did with our request for equal time. I said, I remember in 66, I got one, easily a half hour. I said, I remember it right in the middle of the afternoon, in the middle of the football game. But I said, but I would take anything then on top of it. And attack me personally in a press conference, that's what he gave. I said, I'm going to make that mistake. If I do, you give equal time. But that's the only basis for giving time. I don't have to have the chops on that, too. Why bullshit am I on that? You got to know that.
Absolutely right.
Briefly, they were going to raise time at press conferences. Did they get into that?
Yeah.
What time do they want? They want to be talked to, so it's in their schedules.
Yeah.
They said, well, we've always done that.
Right. And they've always done it when we wanted to do it, but we've always talked to them.
And always screwed them. That's good. We'll continue to do it just the way we want. It suits our own convenience. They might put us at 11 o'clock at night or maybe at noon. Fine. We're going to do it just when we want to. You're not this shit, I'm afraid. Too bad, man. Since you're a lover, Pete isn't expecting you to.
Mr. President, this case is likely to come now and do it, sir. But there will be no senators present. They're on the Hill for the two opposed on the Allen Amendment. And out of the 30 members who were invited, 20 are present, sir.
Just do the House members.
Yes, sir.